visitors enjoy Biscuit Day. Didcot Railway Centre visitors have been celebrating National Biscuit Day. Friday was the national day of celebration, and there were lots of events at the Steam Heritage Centre to mark the occasion. The celebration included engine number 4079, Pendennis Castle, carrying a replica headboard from the 1920s, which was linked to an excursion to Huntley and Palmer's famous biscuit factory at Reading. There was also a display of Huntley and Palmer's biscuit tins provided by Reading Museum. Bohemia Aslin and Lilia Bishgrukot from the museum wore vintage costumes as workers at the factory and gave talks about the history of the company. Founded in the 1820s in Reading, the town became famous for biscuit manufacturing until this ceased in 1976. Visitors followed a biscuit trail around the railway centre and were given train rides behind Pendennis Castle. Frank Dumbleton, a volunteer at the rail centre, took photos of the activities. He said in the 1920s and 1930s, the Great Western Railway used to run educational excursions to businesses such as Fry's Chocolate Factory at Summerdale near Bristol, the Pinewood Film Studios near Slough, and the Ford Motor Company at Dagenham. And there's a photograph here of the two ladies in question standing by an engine with a sign on it saying, "Excursion to Huntley and Palmer's, Reading." They are both wearing vintage costumes and they look as though they're about to tuck into and enjoy a couple of digestive biscuits.